Hey, Justin, how are you?
Doing all right.
Okay. Well, look, let's see, we're into week number four.
Yes.
Man, it's going by fast.
It
So, as you know, I like to start these calls, with anything that's on your mind about what's been covered thus far. I want to deal with your questions, your concerns, and hear any responses you may be getting from any clients. So let's start with that. Is Dolores going to be joining us or no?
She's not today.
Okay. So tell me how you're feeling about things, how things are coming for you.
So I guess I have some big frustrations,
Okay.
and it stems from basically our compliance department on several levels. We try to do the Dolores did yesterday the scheduling with Excel, and that didn't work because our system doesn't allow like that outside system to talk to our system because of an update.
And would it be inappropriate for you to have a laptop? That's cumbersome, but and then it gets outside your compliance guidelines, and they would think that you're trying to circumvent the system.
Right.
So that should be some frustration because that scheduling tool is very helpful. Did you go through the training with Dolores, or did Dolores just do it?
She did it, just Dolores.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. There's a couple of things that we can do. Number one, we could have, does your firm have Excel?
Yes.
They're using Microsoft suite of products, right?
Correct.
Okay. So your firm's got a firewall that's preventing you from using anything that's outside your firewall.
Correct.
Well, look, here's a thought. I wouldn't mind trying to have a conversation with field management about Supernova. Rob has already, he had been invited, and I think a couple of years ago, did a big speaking engagement with Edward D. Jones.
Okay.
So they're familiar. Now, obviously, management talent shifts quite a
Right.
bit. So I don't know who's still there. Now, I am willing to schedule some time if they'll spend 30 minutes or 45 minutes with me with Q&A about what we're doing in Supernova and the rationale and why it's going to help you grow, and hopes that, look, I got one little stickler and we need to try to overcome it. Can you help? And I can take that approach if you like, as opposed to you having to do it, because I'd be interested in speaking with some other folks at Edward D. Jones that might, want to go through the program because it's a benefit.
And I mean, I don't, yes, I think that would be fair for you to do that. I don't mind doing it as well, but it's just like every time Justin thinks outside of the box, it's just
You get slammed,
one of
right?
those, and it just put those blinders back on. How dare you? And the
Because we need
folder.
to, yeah, we need to get into the whole teaming thing with them, and why that's appropriate, and the two of us could be on the call, because you're kind of one of their significant producers at this point. And they should be, you know, I hate to say it, as a manager, I always tried to, you know, support the folks that are really, really trying to break out and grow. I don't think it's their intention to see how little, when they wake up in the morning, it's not about how little we can, you know, help Justin grow. That can't be the right attitude. So who in management are you really close to?
I mean, it's tough to say because our regional leader just transitioned a year ago.
Okay.
So now the new, you know, regional leader, and it's basically just, they just kick the can to somebody else, kick the can to somebody else, and they're like, oh, talk to compliance. And they're like, no. The folder system, we can't even do the folder system.
Oh, are you kidding me? You
yeah,
can't
because
put...
they don't want us to have that information here. They want it on this, on the system, in the cloud.
Huh.
We can have working documents. Somebody has an insurance policy or a rollover, you know, 6, 8, 12 weeks kind of max, and unless there's like a reason behind it. But other than that, no client information, no client data. It needs to be shredded, scanned into the system, and shredded.
Well, you're not going to be using any Social Security confidential information in the folder. I mean, we do like to see, you know, kind of a recent statement that you could look at. Boy, I mean, look, Morgan Stanley's doing this stuff, Merrill Lynch, UBS, and man, they got tough compliance departments. So, you know, we can talk about who we work with and the people that are using it, and the growth that we're getting, out of that, and kind of make a pitch. If we can speak with the right people, you know, what they're, I tell you, and what they're concerned about from a compliance standpoint is having, information residing outside the organization that could be, that's not secure, that could be stolen. Mm-hmm. But a laptop, you know, can be broken into as well. All right. So those are the two things.
And so, I mean, there's just the agendas.
Okay.
Every time we send out an agenda, it's going to have to get approved from compliance.
Your talking points that you're going to talk with a client on?
Yeah, because it's in agenda.
Okay. What if it's renamed?
I know, and that's what I said. And they're like, "Whoa!" It's just a frustration. The letter, the introduction letter of Supernova,
yeah,
that was just ripped apart. That had to get approved and was just ripped apart. So it's a watered down version of that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's the intern thing. I mean, good luck trying to hire an intern.
Okay.
It's. The team thing, which you and I have already talked about, it, I don't know.
I, if you've got my book on teams, it's the future. I mean, I was forming teams 20 years ago. This is, 2020.
Right.
And, you know, in order to grow, like, you know, if I wanted to get you to, you know, 4 or 5 million, you know, which is, you know, how we want to be thinking, then there's this progression that we've got to go through to help you get there. How many people, in terms of all your industry contacts, that are doing between between a million and 5 million that don't have a team?
And the ones that I know are Edward Jones, and there's probably around 10 or less.
Yeah.
And that's out of 19,000. I mean, there's there's not that many of them, and that's, and they're not going much higher than two. I mean, at tops, they're doing, they're called, I mean, you just hire more CAs and that. You don't have junior advisors. You just hire more administrators. Well,
so they don't want anybody else that can talk to clients on, about investments, you know, another guy like you, for example, where you're creating a vertical team with you being the senior partner and having a junior partner with the CA.
And it's not the advisor that doesn't want to do it. It's Edward Jones who doesn't let the advisor do it.
Okay. What about, we're going to have a conversation with leadership, because you'll be eternally frustrated with that. One of the things I don't get into, but I'll talk about the last conversation that we had, which was, you know, are you with the right organization? And so have you been talking with other firms at this point?
And over the last, I mean, the handful of, I don't know, last 2 years, I've.
Because I know they're calling you because you're successful.
Yeah, they absolutely are. You know, calling, emailing, LinkedIn, everything. You know, there's definitely a handful that I've had the conversation with.
Okay. Does anybody stand out in your mind that looks attractive?
I don't know. The Raymond James model looks attractive. From that.
Raymond James. What about Morgan Stanley, UBS, Merrill Lynch?
UBS and Morgan Stanley I've never talked to, but Merrill Lynch I have. You know, that model makes sense to me. Right. You know, both sides of the balance sheet and teaming and everything else there.
Right.
Same thing with Morgan and UBS. They are banks and wealth management.
Well, here's what I would say. I have, it's not something that I normally do, but I have contacts at all those firms. And I think the deals are pretty rich still. And you have a good close relationship with your clients. You need to prepare for it. But my intention is not to, and I want to be really, really careful, is I don't want to, you know, you came in to learn about Supernova and move your business forward, not to have me pre-screen firms so that you can leave.
Right.
But you're a client of mine, and I will answer any and all questions that you have in regards to that. And, you know, and I can help you if you want. A lot of my contacts, I have, the guy that ran, was president of, Raymond James, the whole RIA division was a, friend of mine at Merrill Lynch. He just, you know, he left about almost 2 years ago now. And then of course, I have a manager in, Philadelphia that I work with. He's part of my mastermind group.
Okay.
I have, guy at Morgan Stanley that's in my mastermind group, manager. He's in the Carolinas. I have, Merrill Lynch covered. And I have UBS covered. And I think what you should do, if there's an inkling in your mind, you can talk to all those firms. Now there's maybe, you know, you take a yellow pad and you draw a line down the center of the page, and there's a, all of the things that you love about Edward D. Jones. Then there's going to be those things that, aren't meeting your needs. Okay. Then you take that, and as you talk to other organizations, you find out where they stack up against those parameters and under what circumstances are you willing to lead. And invariably, they all are providing you with a transition payment in order to leave as well, which kind of cover you while you're going through, you know, the trauma, if you will, of making a move, letting your clients know, that sort of thing. And you know, I would help you with some of that. But if you want to first make the effort with Raymond James, then I would support you in trying to alleviate the challenges by talking to people in senior management. Then, if we don't get anywhere, then you have decisions that you have to make. You know, if I keep taking you through Supernova, and you can't work the basic stuff that helps you, such as the scripts and the things of that nature, there's nothing in those scripts that violate compliance. It's just that the firm you're with just hasn't been broad thinking enough about those things in terms of how do we build business in 2020? You know, people aren't just walking in anymore.
Mm-hmm. Or knocking on doors.
Yeah, or knocking on doors. So believe me, man, I understand your frustration. So, and I'm probably, Dolores is probably flipping out by all of this right now.
Yeah, it's just, we feel like our hands are tied and there's doesn't, you know, you go this way and you just don't pull back. You go this way, pull back, and it's just.
Okay. So here's a couple of things that we can do. Number one, see, part of the program is not just educating you on the program, but then having an assignment for implementation so that you get used to implementing these things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I could do is I could do two things. One, I could keep taking you through the program. And you learn, you engage. That's option one. Option two is we put a hold on things and talk with Edward D. Jones about the merits of what you're trying to do. We can get a Zoom call. We can get management on. We can talk about this stuff. And because the business can really talk about how do we get business done in 2020, we're going to have to update. Now, if Merrill can do it, Morgan Stanley can do it, if J.P. Morgan Chase can do it, UBS and all these other firms, then we need to kind of rethink, you know, some of our policies and procedures for Supernova. And Rob and I would be happy to explain it to them.
I guess so the only hesitation that I have is if we go that route and we ultimately explain it and we get the same answer, then I have an X on my back, you know, in a sense that.
That they might think that you're frustrated and that you might leave.
Right. That I'm just a ticking time bomb waiting to just, you know, so it's they're ready for it. And,
well, it doesn't have to be positioned that way. It could be positioned as a business development concept. Not a threat that if we don't do this, then this will happen. What right. we can talk about is, look, we've got a great guy here who can really grow his business and be a model for Edward V. Jones. And one of the things that you could do is if you get the things that you want, then they could use you for speaking engagements and really help the firm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a benefit.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to position it where you have a, and look, we're giving you an ultimatum. That's not the dialogue I want
right.
to have.
Right.
I want to be I want to be empathetic, and understanding of compliance. Rob and we were running huge regions. I mean, I think the region I had was probably doing more business than all of Edward D. Jones. Billion in revenue. So let's, and I'll give you an opportunity to think about this. You don't have to make your decision today.
Okay.
So here's what you want to think about in terms of the options that are on the table. Do we pull together myself, you, and maybe Rob, and talk to Edward D. Jones, management, about what we perceive to be, you know, a terrific opportunity, but we need some help, we need some support. And would they use you as kind of the model here, for implementing this stuff? And I would allow them to even participate on some of the calls, so they get a firm understanding. Now, and so everything is on the up and up, very, very positive. Now, the second option is a very confidential option. And that option is if you're trying to grow and you're frustrated where you are and it impacts your ability to get future growth, then you have a decision to make. And I would help support you and talk you through that decision. So you have an ally in me, and of course. Oh, okay, Kate's.
It was literally like chapter 2 or 3, and I was like, it sounds like me on a different level than what they're going through, but same with the frustration side of things, and it was just like.
Yeah. Look, you're like this great mentee. I mean, you take this stuff up with such a positive attitude and a vigor, and I like working with people like you. It's so refreshing. You know, here we are. We're talking about all the ways we can do more business.
Right.
And Supernova, we've been doing this stuff when we did the pilot at Merrill Lynch back in the days when I was, a branch manager. So this has been going on for like probably 40 years. So. Track record, and we keep updating our material to reflect what's going on in the real world. So those are the two options, unless you want to describe another one to me. And I'm willing to um, I'm willing to not go through this session of materials and put this session on hold and redo it next week so that you're not, or when we think we can get going, or I can continue on. What do you think? Because I've already spent 30 minutes with you almost.
Yeah, as far as options, I don't think there's any other options besides those two.
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's either A or B. And if A works, fantastic, because, I mean, there's a lot of great, you know, you put the down the side and you make your pros, cons, and your list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's some things that we can't do here that I could do at other firms that I could live without. But as far as, you know, some of these major things that, you know, long term, I don't think I can. If they were to adjust, then by all means, yeah, I'd be happy and we could do it and keep on our way. But at the end of the day, it literally has to be A or B. And I think for now, probably just, you know, I need to sleep on it and, we can.
So, let's, obviously, I think the first option is to pursue option A. See if we can't convince Edward D. Jones with our help and get a call and spend some time Q&A and move it forward. Now, I think your manager, I don't know what type of guy he is. I would hope that he's not a timid guy that's afraid to move things further up in the organization.
He's brand new, so yeah, he's both of those.
Okay, so he falls into that category.
Yeah.
So what we'll need to do is figure out who he reports to and get him and who he reports to and a conference call with the folks at Supernova.
Okay.
Say, hey, look, we're running into some snags that create some challenges in terms of moving forward with the program. And these are challenges that we are not seeing at Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Raymond James, RIAs, and other firms. Okay. So we'd like to spend some time talking about it in the hopes that we might be able to, you know, make some progress. So digest it. And let's set up another call. We'll call this one a cancellation. Okay. How's that sound to you?
That sounds good.
So that you won't be billed for the time that I've spent on with you today.
I appreciate that, Curtis.
Yeah. I'm a flexible guy. I'm in it for you. So, take the time, digest it, get the issues that you are seeing right now. And, are you guys even allowed to use Zoom?
Yeah, we are.
Good.
Probably 2 months ago.
Okay, super. So I'm sure there's an enterprise contract with that. Okay, so probably what we need to do is we need a divisional guy and your regional guy.
Okay.
And yourself, and we'll get Supernova. So once you get an agreement that they're willing to listen, then I'll probably get Rob on the call too. And because Rob has spoken to Edward D. Jones. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Cindy, can you? Yes, I've got. I'm on a coaching call. Can I get back to you in like 5 minutes? I'm getting ready to conclude here. Okay. Yes, that's Rob, I think. Okay. Okay, hold on. Apologize here. Sure, I could do that. Sure. Okay, bye-bye. Sorry about that. So I almost never get interrupted by a supernova person on a call, and that's why I had to pick that up. Okay, so look at option A first. Option B is secondary, and let's see if we can move the needle with A.G. Edwards. And the approach would be, look, been working supernova, been running into a few snags. I'd like to get us all on a call to discuss it. I think I could be a great pilot for this program, and you know, would you entertain, you know, a 30 to 45 minute conversation with these guys by phone?
Okay.
And if they do, then I will come in with my guns loaded and we'll do our best to convince them to work with, you know, with compliance. Okay. To help you do more business. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, what you can do, cause I know sometimes you'll play phone tag, but you're going to call the regional guy and the divisional guy and try to set this up. And I'll set it up on a Zoom, and figure out some times that I might be able to get this done. I don't know if you can move as quickly as next week.
That would be fantastic if I could. I mean, I'll have to
see what their schedules are like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do my best to accommodate you. Okay. All right, so we're not going to be discouraged, and we're not going to be defeated.
Okay.
We're gonna move forward here, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
All right. Take care, Justin.
All right, thanks, you too. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime. Right. Bye-bye.